T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
To the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. We just finished our scavenger hunt, Leroy, for Tommy around the building. So now we got to get his prize next break.
Scavenger hunt?
Scavenger hunt, dude.
What do you? I mean, well, it's Tuesday, so you don't have to hunt for workers.
No, people are here, dude. It's Thursday.
What'd you find?
Thursday.
Yeah, it's back
Tuesday, Thursday.
What'd you find, Tommy?
He put the letters together. He put together. It spells Odyssey. That's what the letters say. And I don't know what the prize is. We'll find out.
Oh, does he get Odyssey points?
Oh, if he gets Odyssey points, now we're cooking.
Please.
Get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
In your
over exuberance to get at me.
Yes, sir.
We missed that on the first segment.
Well, listen, I apologize. I wasn't over exuberant. First of all, I didn't play the open. Vlad surprised us. And I was just going to come in with a Lee. And then, you know, we do the thing. We know what to do. But ultimately, I couldn't go to sleep last night. It was like a kid on Christmas. I was so excited because
see, I'm the opposite.
Why? You're tuckered out?
I get more irritated by bad losses.
Those two.
But with a win, you feel good. You can just play.
Nah, but this is a different type of win, Leroy. This is a win when you don't have Jimmy, everybody's already crowning Celtics as the Eastern Conference champions.
I just think that it's
big win. Big win. I'm not even questioning that. I'm just saying, I went to bed feeling good.
I'm proud of the guys, man, because first of all, you go out there, and I think it was Cat for Life who said, Jaime, not scared. Like, not scared at all. Head down, taking big shots. That fourth quarter, though, where, like, it's DeLon Wright hitting a three. It's Haywood hitting a three. It's Jaime taking threes. Bam absolutely just cooking the chemistry with him and Tyler, and then just Tyler going right at that stupid Kristaps Porzingis. I thought Kristaps Porzingis was the answer.
When they did that alley-oop, I about fell out of my chair.
Oh dude!
Because you could see it coming.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of where they were going to get it.
I'm upset with Jaime.
Why?
He cost me.
What was his over?
14.5.
I'm sorry.
We had 14?
He had 14, bro, and he took 2 3-pointers, like, late. Then I was like, I don't need you to take those. Just go for a layup.
Just get fouled.
Just get fouled. I just need 1 point. It was a four player parlay, and three of them hit because Hero hit his free throws.
I think I won the Jaime Christmas bet on some like meaningless free throws because I had him at a like
against Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schmeath
looking out my window.
What?
And I see legs.
Oh boy. Schmeath and Schmolnik says, somebody tell Jovic to stop being so loosey-goosey with the ball. He kept doing that to Porzingis. It was like every time he's like, oh, yeah, he's tall. I got to stop passing that way. But but him D-ing him up, oh, him D-ing him up, threes right off the bat from Jovi. So proud of you, Nico.
I was waiting for that babushka text yesterday.
Not scared of moment.
Did not show up.
Not scared of moment.
Go back to Han.
You can go back anytime to see Cheeks, honey. Just remember, school first. Number one priority.
I don't think this guy thinks I'm doing anything.
He thinks you're just sitting there?
He's
like
yelling
having...
into you.
Yeah, he's yelling, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
No. First
or
of
maybe
all,
he's,
wrong,
maybe he,
wrong language.
Maybe he's shouting Heat and Five.
That's funny, dude.
Can we call them and ask them to say that?
Yeah, wrong
so
language.
Awesome, man. So yeah, the final score yesterday, 111-101. Hey. Tyler Hero.
And two consecutive games, teams have broke 3-point records.
Yep.
That can't continue, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna stop trying in this series. I think they're gonna
Right. I see, and that's the thing that I would say. Without a doubt, based on what we've seen so far, the Heat have more better three-point shooters because I don't know if the Celtics are going to go that deep into their bench.
I don't know if they have better three-point shooters. I just think Tyler Hero, the playmaker right now, is getting
right.
these guys the a thing. Lot of open shots. I don't think Boston has a true playmaker.
Well, I think what everybody was...
Right, they have guys who can get... Who can create a shot?
Leroy pointed.
But they don't have guys that can consistently create a shot for others.
Well, Leroy pointed this out yesterday to his credit because he's like, listen, don't put so much pressure on him handling the ball. And you saw like they were bringing it up with Caleb, then going over to Tyler.
Right.
But like dealing with all that pressure from Boston.
One time Akez brings it up.
Yeah.
One time Jovi brought it up.
Yeah, Akez was bringing it up a lot.
It kind of threw Boston off a little bit because. Tyler would then come around, get the ball, and then they would set up offense and start running all their actions and stuff like that. And if they didn't do it that way, the guy bringing it up was very capable of doing, you know, some things.
Two things. So, and the other two things was Caleb was just manhandling Porzingis because he was defending him.
Yep.
He was just, man, I'm like, he was just moving that big guy around. I'm like, okay, that's weird. And second, give credit to the Heat's defense on the perimeter. They did not allow them to get any good look 3-point shots.
Yeah, that's what it had to be. Like, look, you know, the point of this is, you know, they'll throw out that zone because they can be worried at times with teams blowing by him. But, like, you got to give it to Tyler. Like, Tyler didn't get chewed up on defense. Tyler, I think the numbers with him guarding him, yeah, maybe it was just some of them missing looks, but I think they were like 1-14 against him, like the numbers yesterday. It was crazy.
You know that's going to be a little bit different, but the thing I like was the energy, right? The energy, how they got after it. And the other thing you have to realize is Boston rebounds the ball really well on the offensive end, and they didn't have a whole lot of that. Right. Oh. So they got after it that way. And that's just energy. That's all that is energy. When you talk about there's certain plays in basketball that are just sheer energy, rebounding, right? Contesting shots. That's just energy. And they had a lot of that. And so I hope being home in front of their crowd, which they've been average.
No, they haven't been a good home team. Yeah. They
right.
Haven't.
So I hope that. If there's anything that comes from Boston and comes down here, I hope they show that tape and show just the sheer energy that the whole team played with. Because guess what? We were thinking that Kevin Love was going to have to play more, and he actually played less.
Oh yeah, Kevin was Kevin was having a tough night, and they ended up basically like they played Bam and Tyler basically 40 minutes yesterday. Nico got a little backup time at the five in the second half, but you know that's going to happen sometimes. Sometimes, and I think Kevin knows this more than anybody. Sometimes there's a series where, you know, you just it doesn't fit as well.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what happened. That game was too fast for K-Love.
Yeah.
Right?
it was also an old man fight between him and Horford.
Right. Did you see that? But here's the other thing, though. One of the reasons why Spo could keep Kevin off the floor is because of the rebounding. When they start struggling rebounding, then you put K-Love in, and you know K-Love is a rebounding machine.
No,
but they never needed that.
Yeah, they did a great job yesterday. You know, not allowing those second chance points, especially in the second half, you know, because that is where DeBoston can be deadly, where like they'll give you, you know, those long rebound second chances, somebody's wide open in chaos, and they did such a good job limiting that yesterday. Was another huge factor, but I think ultimately too, you knew Boston was going to make their run at some point, and then Miami just had big shot after big shot to answer, to quiet it, and that was just absolutely huge because it got away from him. Obviously, at the end of that second half, you know, Jaylen Brown kind of went nuclear. And you're like, all right, well, that was – can they keep this up? That was crazy.
But they responded at the beginning of the third quarter, which, you know, like, there's been games past where that becomes a blowout.
For sure.
And kudos to them.
For that sure.
They stayed and what exactly what they said they want. Let's keep the game close and be in the hunt. With 5 minutes left.
Oh, look, our resident Celtics fan. He's in every show. He's a diehard. Jimmy J. He's lashing out because he's like, congrats. All you have to do is break the three-point record every time. Celtics in five. That's a lasher. He's lashing out. Listen, Jimmy, go do me a favor, dude. Go talk to your friend Scalabrini. He's the one who lit the fire under the Heat.
Minus
talking
one.
About code red and nonsense. And now the Miami Heat are using that as a rallying cry.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just going to tell you, look. I'm just going to tell you guys right now. This Boston Celtics team always is overrated by the media. Those two guys, very talented. Very talented. But how many years and how many excuses
keep going.
Are you going to give Jason Tatum
keep going.
And Jaylen Brown for yakking on it when it counts?
And you're about
because to- anybody else... You want to talk about LeBron James? You want to talk about Carmelo Anthony? You want to talk about the guys who actually are looked upon as the elite players? When you yak and you choke as much as they do, people start questioning it. And all they keep doing is doing surgery around them. Snip, snip, snip. Let's get rid of Marcus Smart. Let's get rid of Robert Williams. Let's get rid of this guy. Let's get rid of that guy. And ultimately, it still comes down to those two guys pooping their pants when it matters. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it a little bit.
He's right, though. Tobin's right.
What did they do in the fourth quarter?
Right. I know. You're right.
They're about to pay Jason Tatum almost $300 million. You're about to pay both of these guys a combined $600
million.
He's
going to
get more than $300 million because they gave Jaylen Brown $300
million. Okay, so he's about to get $350. So you're about to pay both of these guys combined $650 million, and they haven't given you diddly squat.
Just
would they been in the one finals?
Just one and choked the 2-1 lead to Steph and them.
That's what they do. That's what they do. You look
and
to
Jaylen
him.
Brown's, what? Jaylen Brown struggled last.
He doesn't have a left.
He's got no hands. And then, and for whatever reason, I don't know what this is, but Jason Tatum, who's bigger than everybody else, he's Mr. Fadeaway, but like he's king of the bricking the 4-foot fadeaway. I don't know what that is.
It's been a lot of missed shots near the basket.
I'm
on
like
every team.
I'm like,
I'm like, holy smokes!
You know why, Leroy? Because it's physical, and now these guys, because they're it's physical and they're letting them play. Not only are they getting bumped, they might be rushing their shot quickly so that they don't get fouled. And then when you rush,
there's only one guy. I'm
leave things short.
There's only one guy I'm scared of in the fourth quarter against the Celtics, and it's that damn Derek White. That's it. Yeah, the rest of them. Squeaky cheeks. That's how they are.
You know what's funny about that? He has half the talent, but you're scared of him more than you are the two stars.
Oh, I'm terrified.
That's a knock on the two stars.
I know, but that's been my whole point with them the entire time. They've been built up by the ringer. They've been built up by this ESPN mythology. They're talented, but let's slow it down a little bit. Stop coordinating them. They haven't done squat. That's it. That's all I'm saying with them. That's what I've said the entire time. Every time this matchup comes, you guys continue to put this Boston Celtics duo up like it's Bird and McHale. Like, calm down. That's not them. Hey, you're not like that. Just like Duncan Robinson told you, Jaylen. Just like Caleb Martin told you. You're not like that. Jason Tatum, he preferred to be teammates with Bam. He doesn't even like Jaylen Brown that much. But you want to know who its clutch jumpers in the fourth? Bam! Like he's been doing against the Celtics since he was 21 years old, blocking Jason Tatum at the apex.
Second greatest block in NBA postseason history.
Let's go get your prize. Let's get you some Odyssey points, Tommy. Let's go get you some Odyssey points. You take a break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back up to this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Tommy Tobin in studio with us here as well. By the way, Leroy, your glasses look sharp. I like them. Kind of jealous. Much cooler than mine.
I need these are the ones I can see farther away.
Mm-hmm.
I need the ones that I can read little stuff.
When do you get to the age when I have to do that? Because I feel like I'm getting to that age when I need reading glasses.
Well, here's the problem. The last glasses I got, I tried to get the ones, the bifocals, where if you look up, you can see far, and if you look down, but it made me dizzy.
Javier is checking in. Javier on YouTube says, good morning.
Leroy. Hey, Leroy, do this with me.
No. What did you get as a what did you get as a prize? What do you got here for these?
So if anyone's wondering what the prizes are, there's these squishy balls.
That's pretty cool.
I like it. And then these are these. Ooh. And I'm just gonna drop them.
What is that? We're gonna put up a hoop in here?
Yeah.
Alright, sounds good. Sounds good. We're having fun, baby. We're having fun.
Hey, do you I see he the apple doesn't fall from
absolutely
from the tree.
Not.
Because he's destructo, too.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. See? See?
Can we hear from Spo yesterday after the game, Vlad? Spo on
That's
Tyler
what
Hero.
Spo got to say. Spo. He had to be smiling from ear to ear, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Let's hear from Eric Spoelstra on Tyler Hero's performance.
Yeah, it's really important, you know, to have that kind of understanding that you have to be open to all the things that present in a playoff game, and we need is aggressiveness. We need his scoring. We need his shooting. We need his playmaking. Depending on the possession, it could be any one of those things. But he was good on both ends of the court. He was very good defensively. He was competing on that end. A lot of winning things. I didn't even see the stat line, but I don't know how many rebounds he had. He was in there. And then, you know, based on how we look right now, he's going to be involved one way or another, and sometimes that's going to be making the right play over and over and over if that's the right read, and he did that tonight.
And beyond the threes, you'll always talk to us about relief points. What Bam gave you on those jumpers that he got at times when you really needed them, can you just talk about his overall effort and him doing him particularly well today?
Yeah, and when you talk about Bam in the playoffs, and he's one of the more decorated young players in terms of winning in the playoffs, you have to talk about a guy that does it on both ends. And he had big responsibilities, you know, defensively. And then on the road, yes, it was really important that we had a place where we could just throw the ball and kind of get settled, especially as, you know, they would go on runs or the crowd would get in it, and he produced. You know, he was great, you know, when we needed to get it settled, and he went right to his spot and was able to get some relief, you know, points for us.
He was absolutely clutch. Fourth quarter from Bam Adebayo. He was 4 of 5. Leroy finished with 8 points. So sweet with that jumper.
But the thing is that the 8 points don't do it justice. The timing of those 8 points.
Clutch.
Right? The way in which he made those 4 shots was the most important thing.
Yep.
You know, because you're thinking, oh, no, he's got to shoot over Porzingis. Or, oh, he's got to shoot over Al Horford. And they're going on a run, and the shots he was making on the difficult, they were really difficult, and he made them effortlessly.
We will take a quick break here on the show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Mix it on up, dude. So, the mix bag is brought to you by Broward Health, well into your future. Would you like to hear from the TNT crew last night, Leroy Horde?
Yes.
Let us hear from Shaq. Now, Shaq picked the Heat win. They had a bet. Him and Chuck had a bet. I don't know what the amount was, but they doubled it at halftime. Even with the Heat down, Shaq stuck by his guns because, like a good Heat lifer, that's what he does. And he comes back from one break, Leroy. Wad of cash at his ear. It was goosies. But anyway, here was Shaquille O'Neal on why he picked the Miami Heat to win last night.
I knew that Miami was going to play very well. You know, they're a team that you have to put away. You know, the culture there. Listen, they realize that they didn't run Boston off the line in game one. You know, they're the type of team that even when you beat them, they're gonna look at it, they're going to break it down. Okay, the reason why we lost, Boston shot too many threes, we have to run them off the line. And then, best thing a coach can say is, hey, if you're open, shoot it. You know, Jimmy's not there. You know, Jimmy has the ball bulk of the time. So, Bam was the go-to guy. And Tyler Hero said he got the tech. So, he had the ball in his hand, 14 assists, made some great plays. But I knew that they were going to play well tonight.
There you go, Shaquille O'Neal. Sticking by his guns. I appreciate it, Shaq.
Oh, Shaq, you a knucklehead.
Do you want to hear what Chuck had to say?
Yeah.
Here was a...
He going to say, wait. So, usually, let me tell you how this goes. If you pick a team to win...
Yep.
And the other team outplays them, he not going to give the Heat credit. He going to say what Boston did poorly. I'm just guessing.
Well, let's hear. Here was Chuck last night.
The thing I liked about it was they never looked like they were forcing them. Mm. They got them inside their offense. So, now, you know, I said at halftime, you got to give Coach Spoelstra a lot of credit. He got these guys believing that they can win. You know, I think he's just a great coach, because the number one thing a coach does for you, he puts you in position to be successful. That's the second thing. But the number one thing, he has to give you confidence, like, hey, if we do this, we're going to win the game. And he said after the game, he says, "We the stuff we went over, it worked."
There you go. All right, giving him some flowers. Okay, Coach Bo's so flowers.
Kudos to him, because normally that's the petty in somebody who's well, that's, is wrong.
That's what Kendrick Perkins did last night, because Kendrick Perkins right. got online and he was like, the Celtics let me down. The Celtics
that's
let me
what
down.
I'm saying.
You
like,
got to
like,
stand on business.
And I believe this. Sometimes as fans, as analysts, you got to look at what you thought was going to happen, see what happened, and go, the other team was better. The Heat were better than Boston yesterday in a lot of different ways, including shooting a three.
Delon Wright yesterday on Instagram, because the Heat were having some fun on social media last night. He posts the quote from Kendrick Perkins on his Instagram that says the Miami Heat could go 100% from the field and 100% from three, and they're still going to get swept. So good. Oh, love that win last night. Boys showed up. Miami Dolphins, meanwhile, 21st overall pick tonight in the draft. There's really not much they could do that I'm not going to be, you know, excited about. Now, there'll be irresponsible things they could do that I'll be way too excited about. But they probably shouldn't. They probably should take like that tackle from Washington. That's the responsible thing to do. Or the giant Duke guard with the giant neck. That's the responsible thing to do.
But they're not going to do responsible things.
I don't think they are going to do responsible.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They're going to go fast. They always go fast.
Wait, think about this, though. Okay? Unlike any other organization in the sport, you have backed the guy who more people had questions about than anybody, right? After his first 2 years. You've given him confidence. You've given him weapons. The one thing that could ruin that all is if he doesn't have protection. And I think they know that. And so, granted, you would like to give him more weapons, but more weapons don't mean nothing if you ain't got time.
Well, the one thing we know is, too, they got to have some kind of plan next year for Teron Armstead, right? Because he's retiring after this year. And correct. He's also, you know.
Going to miss.
He's going to miss six games. So that's the prudent thing to do. That would be the responsible thing to do.
That would be what here. Let me ask you a question. This is the question I have for you.
Yep.
Mr. Irresponsible.
Yeah.
What gets them closer to a championship? The offensive lineman or the wide receiver?
I want to answer that question.
That's the question you have.
I don't want to answer that question.
Hold on. No. This is a good question. It's a good question, right? Jamar Chase was taken by the Cincinnati Bengals instead of Sewell. They could have gotten a tackle for Burrow, but they got Jamar Chase. They got to the Super Bowl, and they were literally They were a play away.
They got to the Super Bowl.
They got to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But why is their quarterback missed? Two of the last missed time in both the last two seasons.
Oh, he's been banged up.
He's been getting killed.
Why has he been banged up?
Well, no protection.
He's been getting killed since he was a rookie.
Okay, now, see, we ain't going to say this about Tua, but can we call Joe Burrow injury prone? He already got the bag.
Yep.
Right? And so if you go into this and try to, who's the guy that left, T. Higgins?
He didn't leave yet. No, he wants to leave.
He wants to leave, but
Tyler Boyd left.
Tyler Boyd left,
right? If you go and you Cincinnati and get another wide receiver to replace Tyler Boyd without getting protection for Joe Burrow, what? Come on, right? Like, I get it. Everybody wants weapons.
Yeah.
But if you don't have protection, especially when the way they've had to shuffle the offensive line the last 2 years. Not just last year, 2 years, you've had to shuffle offensive line around. So I'm saying this. You want the Dolphins to compete for a championship. What draft pick will get them closer to that? A offensive lineman or wide receiver?
And then you also, like, you made this point, but, like, if there is such a run, and everybody thinks offense is going to be on a crazy run, this...
You might have to get a... Even if you get a D lineman, yeah. I'm okay with that, because one might fall down that was a top 15 talent, and he falls down to you. Now you have to choose. Okay, I can have a top 15 talent on the D line or offensive lineman that grades out right where we got him.
Exciting night, dude. Exciting night. You know, we have the Heat beating the Celtics. We have Bob, greatest save you've ever seen in your life. I'm still buzzing over that. Now we're back at it tonight against the Lightning in their barn. All right. And you have the Dolphins.
I better get home early because it's going to be packed on 136.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it's in Tampa. You should be all right.
No, they're – Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Unless there's a watch party there that I don't know.
You know what? I got the Heat. No, I got the Heat and the Panthers mixed up. The Heat are coming back, the Panthers.
And then you have the Marlins, who can't hurt us tonight because they're off.
Oh, my goodness. Can you find more ways to lose a damn game?
Yeah, they can. How does Sixto throw to nobody? What? He got a balk. He has runners on the corners. He steps off to pick off, and he throws. There's nobody at second base. They're like, and the umps are like looking at each other, and they look at him, and they look at each other, and like, hey, man, what are you doing? And it was a balk. Marlins lose. They get swept by the Braves.
Well, the other thing is, see, be careful what you clowns ask for. You didn't ask for a win. You asked, could they not be shut out 3 times?
Well, they didn't.
Could they score?
They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't, so.
Right.
Good for them.
Try asking for W's.
Well, we're back home this weekend. We can be back on Whopper watch.
Well, look, the only thing that may save you is you're playing a team that's 6-19. You 6-20. They got one game in hand though.
That's a point.
Point for Leroy.
See how dumb that is.
I like
a game in hand. They got a game in hand.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yazro.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to comment because not only do the emails prove that all the charges against Donald Trump is being courted by the White House, but the Democratic Party has been pushing for this since day one.
Which party do you think? Can I ask you a question real quick, though? Which party do you think will go Heat in 5?
Which party will what?
Go Heat in 5.
Well,
hey, yo, fam.
What?
What kind of? What are you listening to?
Hang on.
The politics is on 790.
Do you think they're trying to talk to?
The politics is on 790, man. Go down the dial.
I don't mean to be rude, but do they take English calls?
They
not
might.
Sure. That's kind of cool. Most
likely. What's his name? Yeah, they'll take an English call.
Yeah, all right. Badass. Anyway, take a break. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.